So, you have a Spider-Man sequel script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So at the beginning of this movie, we're gonna have this whole big thing where Peter's having a bunch of time management and money problems.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's trying to balance being Spider-Man, being a student, paying his rent, being a photographer, and being a pizza delivery guy.
He's a pizza delivery guy now?
Yeah, but he's gonna lose his job if he doesn't deliver a bunch of emergency pizzas in like 7 minutes.
If he's having such big money problems, why doesn't he try to cash in on the Spider-Man thing a little, you know, do an event or a public appearance? Or something.
Yeah, there are probably lots of ways you could use his Spider-Man powers to make money, but it would be totally unethical to do that, you know?
Doesn't he sell Spider-Man selfies to a newspaper for cash?
Well, yeah, but other than that, you know, completely unethical to make money using Spider-Man powers.
So how does he deliver the emergency pizzas?
Using his Spider-Man powers.
Oh.
Yeah, and Aunt May is also having money problems, and Peter's worried about her because she's all alone and she can't pay for the house.
So he moves back in with her and they pool their money together and all their problems are solved?
Well, no, because Spider-Man has to be downtown to do Spider-Man stuff.
Living with Aunt May didn't stop him from being Spider-Man in the first movie.
Well, it would stop him now for some reason.
Well, okay then. So what else happens in the movie?
Oh, well, at the beginning of the movie, we're gonna have Peter choose to not confess his love to MJ because of his responsibilities as Spider-Man, even though she's clearly into him.
Oh, isn't that literally how the first movie ended?
Yeah, we're gonna do it again, almost immediately.
Well, okay then.
And then later, this guy Otto Octavius is gonna be like, Peter, you know the way to a girl's heart is through poetry. And so Peter starts to study poetry.
Why?
To win over Mary Jane.
But you said she's clearly into him and he turned her down.
Oh, whoops.
Whoopsie.
Anyway, so this Otto Octavius guy is actually pretty important.
Oh, and what's his deal?
Well, he's creating this mini sun reactor thing that could provide sustainable energy for the whole planet. So he has a whole crowd gathered at his place to watch him turn it on for the first time.
Seems like the kind of thing you do behind closed doors for the first time.
Yeah, for sure, but instead he's gonna do it in a Manhattan skyscraper with a bunch of unguarded people watching.
Interesting choice.
And so as part of the project, he's made these crazy robot arms that he controls with his brain. And they have a little glass inhibitor chip so they don't take over his mind.
Wow, well that's a world-changing invention right there. People watching must be freaking out.
They literally have no reaction to it.
Huh?
Anyway, so the machine doesn't work and Otto's wife dies and the inhibitor chip gets destroyed.
So the robot arms take control of his mind?
They do.
This is gonna be some awesome Terminator stuff. What does the evil AI want to do?
It wants to rebuild a machine and create sustainable energy for all mankind.
Oh, that's actually pretty noble.
But like in an evil way.
Oh, okay.
So then Doc Ock realizes he needs money to buy the parts to rebuild the machine, so he decides to steal some.
If he's okay with stealing, why doesn't he just go steal the stuff? Why go through the extra step of stealing money and making transactions?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So then later, Peter and Aunt May are at the bank, right? And out of all the banks in New York City, Doc Ock happens to rob that very same one at that very same time.
Wow, what are the odds of that?
Astronomical.
Oh, astronomy is tight.
I know, that's why I put it in there.
Amazing.
So then Spider-Man and Doc Ock are gonna have this big fight and exchange punches and kicks back and forth.
So I guess Doc Ock's metal arms block all the punches?
No, Spider-Man lands a whole bunch of punches and kicks.
But Spider-Man has super strength and Doc Ock is just a guy with robot arms. Wouldn't a single punch knock him out or incapacitate him?
You'd think so, but apparently the guy can take a hit.
Impressive.
So then Aunt May saves the day by hitting him with an umbrella.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, gets him real good.
Wow.
So later Doc Ock needs some tritium to build the machine, so he goes to see Harry Osborn, who's the one who gave him some earlier.
Oh, so Harry gives it to him?
No, he says, I'll tell you what, I'll give you some if you bring me Spider-Man alive.
Why would he agree to a deal, though? He came to threaten Harry. This isn't a negotiation.
Well, he's gonna agree, because Spider-Man has to be involved in the movie somehow.
Oh, yeah, Spider-Man does have to be involved.
So then Harry tells Doc Ock, Peter Parker can tell you where Spider-Man is.
How come?
Because he takes Spider-Man's picture sometimes, and that means they're super close.
That is how photography works.
So then Doc Ock tracks down Peter in a coffee shop with MJ.
How does he find him?
Unclear.
Fair enough, and what does he do?
Well, how did I get your attention when I walked in here?
You threw a printer at the back of my head.
Exactly. Throwing a heavy object at someone's head is the best way to let them know you want to talk.
So what does Doc Ock throw?
Well, he has super strong robot arms, so he throws a car.
Whoa.
Yeah, if Peter didn't have his Spidey sense, he'd be dead for sure.
Doc Ock got super lucky that Peter Parker is secretly a superhero.
Definitely. So then Peter stops a train with the power of constipation, and Doc Ock kidnaps MJ and brings Spider-Man to Harry.
Oh, so what happens next?
Well, Harry takes off Spider-Man's mask and he's like, Peter, you killed my dad in the first movie.
So Peter's like, I didn't kill your dad. He tried to kill me and accidentally killed himself.
No, he's like, Harry, there are bigger things happening here than me and you.
Feels like that other sentence could have cleared everything up, though.
Well, there's no time to say that one sentence, so he says the other one sentence instead.
I guess that makes sense.
So then Peter's like, Harry, you need to tell me where Doc Ock brought MJ.
Does Harry even know that?
No, he'd have no way of knowing, but somehow he tells him anyway. anyway.
Wow.
And then after a little fight, the mini sun gets too powerful and they have to find a way to destroy it.
Oh, is that gonna be hard to do?
No, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dr. Octavius is like, I'm gonna dump it in the river, and then that immediately works.
And what happens with Harry?
Well, he's gonna go crazy and find his dad's old goblin stuff.
Oh, what does he do with it?
Well, we'll find out in the next movie.
Whoa, hold on. We need to see if this one does well first. Maybe the success of the first one was a fluke.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, but if it does do well, we're gonna cram Spider-Man down people's throats for years.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. If you did like it, we have a lot more of these on the channel. And you can let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for. Don't forget to like and subscribe and all those things. Maybe share it on Facebook and Twitter. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch.
Bye-bye.